At the end, I have one story. It's not related. At the end, I have a story that's not related to this. That's okay. So, Rabbi Kahn, you want to read?
You want to read the chair? You can read the chair. Yeah! Yeah. Oh, no. Manage liquors.
AC is working. That's okay, Kindle. But at the end, I have a story. I should start with the story. I should end the story.
Start in it.
No, but I don't know if I'll get out. That's really,
Final soap.
Huh?
Final soap.
Not the joke.
Okay, I'll tell you. Huh? But I want to talk about the other thing. Come on, guys. All right. This is like extra efficient. This is extra. It's like my touch. Come on. Okay, so I will tell you about my. Let me start with halacha first. Now it makes more sense because so they have this. This is one of these hot topics that is not nagei you guys, but it will be nagei you guys one day. With Hashem, they have all these diras. All these younger light have these diras. What one second are we learning, first of all? Kedusha. Let's talk about that. What should we talk about? I'm trying to start the shiur. You're impossible. At least for sure, I said one thing that's emes today. That's it. All right. But the new guys don't know me yet. They don't have the matzah, right? No. Let me start with someone. I want to tell you what I did on Ben Asman. You guys know me, Bechala. I'm the guy that's I hang out in the lunchroom. You have to, right? And you guys know me, Bechala.
What? Morgan's
a TC. With the British year.
They know who I am. If you don't know who I am, this is worthless, you know.
Rabbi has the English year. The British year.
English. My Americans would beat you off.
Rabbi,
oh, the I brought in 25, you anti-Semite. My children are sitting on the floor like Chinese. I brought my son. My son comes yesterday. He says to me, Tati. My son comes to me yesterday. He says, Tati, you're not going to believe this. Somebody stole my bike lock and left the bike. It's like Helm Ganef. You're getting me upset. I'm going to talk to this guy. I'm going to tell you one story. You chap who I am. I'm a regular guy. We hang out together. That's what we do on Friday. Besides, this is probably the last time there's going to be this amount of buffer in here. So I might as well take advantage of it. I'll tell you what I did on Ben Asman. On Ben Asman, remember last year I told you I go every year on Ben Asman. And there's somebody I have a yachid kala in England, and I speak every night. I give a lach shir there, and there's a fellow that comes to my shir, who is a tour guide. He comes every night. And I told you last year, and every year he has a karsa toif to me, and he takes me to a place that nobody else is able to get into, and that's like a mari de kazach. You know, that's part of the. The truth is, I'm from Brooklyn. These things don't mamish talk to me, but my kids love it. Right? Last year, remember? Where'd we go? Downing Street. No one remembers my story. All right, I'm not telling you that
stories,
one.
Two stories.
Huh? No, I can't tell you the last year's story. It's already in the.
No, it's good.
You guys become Magid Yeshurim. You'll stand here. You'll tell me what to do. I'll sit there. Let me tell you this story. So every year he takes me to a place. That he actually needs a full Shleimi. As you know, Machane, his name is Shleima Moshe Ben Rachel. And every year he takes me to a place, and he takes my family, and it's a place where no one can get into. Okay? And that's part of the Geschmack. So we go to some place, obviously, with last year it was Downing Street, which for an American means something like the White House, right? Nowadays, it's not such a big deal to walk into the White House and see Trump with a Speedo. I mean, but, you know, no, but the Downing Street is still like with a wig and a dust and everything, right? But whatever. So, but this year, he took us. I was excited for this, because this year he took us to the Tower of London. Now, the Tower of London, you say, oh, I could also go to the Tower of London, right? Yeah, but is everybody English here or no? No, he's English? No,
he's
English. Huh? So, you know what I'm
off with his head.
You know what I'm talking about? You're from London, right? That's like, what is that? That's near the North Pole? What is that? So the Tower of London, you can go to the Tower of London, right? But there's something called the Ceremony of the Keys. Right? I must tell you before we start, and you guys have to know, you probably don't get star of Limud HaTorah when you're here. Right? You can hang out with me, and that's probably a mitzvah also, but not more than that. Once in a while, I say halachas or whatever, right? You know, after whenever I leave, the Rosh Yeshiva asks me, no, what halachas do you talk about today? I tell him, like, Mamish Ganskoy should mishpot and never ask. Like, wow, I'm developing Geshmak. So he took us to the term, say one word, and he took us to the Tower of London, which is not a big deal. I tell you one thing, the Chidah, learn Halacha first of all, right? The Halakha Chidah writes that if you go to England, this is what he writes, the Chidah wrote this 200 years ago. He writes, if you go to England, you should go to the Tower of London, because over there, they have the crown jewels. It says, and there's a Maritik mitzvah to see the crown jewels. What's the mitzvah to see the crown jewels? So he says that when you see the crown jewels, so then you're going to get a Hasaga of Malchus. It's like a moirdik, a pellet, a diamond the size of a basketball. It's a pellet of a meiser, right? It's a pellet. And it gives you a sug of Malchus, which gives you a chuka for the Malchus of Malchus David, of the Malchus of Mashiach, and it gives you a chuka for what real Malchus is. It gives you a musig of the Malchus Shemayim. We have to megashim these things, you know, we have to give them like, you know, make them fleshiks, right? So the only way we can do that is if, like, we see a diamond and we see a disc, we can understand, you know,
if this is what's in store for the, you know, for the bad guys, can you imagine what's in store for the tzaddikim,
right? Like us, right? You know, so it gives us a. I'll throw you out of here. Yeah, I'll throw you out of here. Yeah? Right, you want me to kick you out of here? So it gives us like a hasaga. It gives us a saga of Malchus. It gives us a saga of Malchus. Right? Relax. It gives us a saga of Malchus. So I was very excited to go. But again, the crown jewels is not such a big deal. Because the crown jewels you can go to on a regular Tuesday, on a regular Monday, you can go yourself, you pay £35 and you get in. So I figured, okay, the geschmack over here is that I'm not going to have to pay for it. Right? It's a geschmack, you know. And we're Jews, nachals, you know, so I'm going to have to sit there, you know, and like the Yetzer in me comes and says, when they ask you, are your children under the age of 11? You know. And I say to myself, like, in dog years, yeah. So everybody here is under the age of 11. And, you know, all the Yetzer Haras that come to us, you know, like the Yetzer comes and says, Goyim, it's a mitzvah to take their money. Mamshah mitzvah. And the Chidah says it's a mitzvah to see the crown jewels. So it's like, it's not even a mitzvah, it's like a double mitzvah, right? It's probably like, you know, it's probably bigger than, like Frankish, you know, it's like a murder to mitzvah, But I can't do that because I'm a rabbi and I'm a religious person and whatever, but I'm getting in free, so that's like even better. I was planning on, you know, I was planning having like extended family members, a bunch of more palaces. But I didn't know what I was in store for. I did not know. He took me to a ceremony called the Ceremony of the Keys. I would venture to say nobody in this room even ever heard of that. Mm-hmm. Ceremony of the Keys. Right? Never heard of it. Sorry? I don't think so. I think from Manchester. That's all I can imagine. The Ceremony of the Keys. What is the Ceremony of the Keys? So, this is a ceremony that no one gets into. No one gets into. You have to be like a statesman or this and that and whatever. And that's part of the gaiva again. He got us in, right? At 9:40, what is it? I'll explain. That's why I'm here. Right? At 9:40, it happens every night at 10 o'clock at night for the last 750 years. Okay? Now, there's the locking of the Tower of London. Now, what is in the Tower of London? The Tower of London, like I said, houses the crown jewels. Batsim, it's a fort. And Batsim, it's a place that if there would be a war or something, they would take the queen there and there would be like a maklat and those. And that's the Ma'arik Zach of the Tower of London. Okay? But there's every night the ceremony of the locking of the keys, which has been taking place for the last 750 years and has never, ever failed. Every night for the last 700 at 10 o'clock at night, sharp. Okay. And at 9:40, we stand on the outside of this gate, and there's hundreds of people there just taking pictures because it's a beautiful structure and whatever. And then he opens the gate, right? And, you know, everybody's looking, right? And he says, callous. All these little calluses, little schnitzelach, right? And they're all walking in there, you know. Right? And the officer, like, you know, like, looking up at you. You know, and there's like thousands of I'm definitely all over some Chinese newspaper right now. Well, no, it's not like that anymore. And, I'm all over these Chinese newspapers, and they couldn't believe this. And the calluses walk in there and dust and whatever, right? They probably think, yeah, but something's like a mikveh in there or something. And all the calluses come inside to the Tower of London. Nobody knows what's going on. We come in, and then there's a now you're going to laugh. This is all documented. There's a bunch of people that work in the Tower of London. And they are the people that are the guardians of the tower, and they are called beef eaters. You know what that word is? No.
It's a drink.
What?
It's a
drink. It's a drink? Yeah.
An English drink called beef eaters.
Well, it's based on this. It's based on this. Right? Or I guess that's what these guys drink. Right? You know, English a cup, beef eater. It should be called like Coke drinker, but you know, whatever. So beef eaters. This guy comes. He was Moirid. This guy comes. He's wearing a red frog. I got some outside. You know, he's got the gold button. And he gives a shmooze, Moiridik. I could bring this guy here, Moiridik. He tells you, and listen, from this point, listen good. It's Moiridik, right? Who's being a part of Malchus, Moiridik. He tells you about what's about to go on over here, right? And there were other Musulmanim, there was myself, and there was another smaller group, and whatever. And he tells you what's going to go on. He says, this is real. It's not a sermon. From this point on, there are no cameras. There are no phones, right? He says you have to be serious. You're not telling me, but you have to be serious, right? From this point on, you have to be quiet. You have to be silent, right? There's no pictures. This is not like a bar mitzvah. It's like an event. It's like this is real. This is real. That's how he's explaining. I'm just saying his words now. Maybe I'll explain it. I'll give him a pirush in a moment. But this is real. This is real, right? And there's no smoke. I was wearing, you know me, this is, you know me, right? When I go to a hat store to buy a hat, right? So what I do, so you know that guy, you know, you know, 19-year-old Tuna Weigel or that much better, you know, our literature guy is wearing those like tight black pants, you know, he's got like a piece of hair, and he takes the hat and he puts it on to me like this, right? Okay. Oh, that was a mitzuyan, right? Me, this is how, I go shmiyash, this is how I try a hat. Yeah. So no, you know, by them, the Chinese wear hat, right, like this, right? They're like, ah, sometimes like by me, this is how I wear a hat, right? So I wear, and I wear, you know, my tie's like this, right? You know me, I'm like this, and my jacket's like this. He tells me, you know, if you're not wearing a jacket, if you're wearing a jacket, your jacket is closed. Moiridik, okay? I had to close my jacket, I fell into my bar mitzvah. He told me to put my hat straight. I'm sitting like this. I was about to go, precious Baralikis, Ace, and here the guy goes, S. I cannot do that. My psychologist tells me it's good. Your head has to be straight. I'm standing next to a person, punch it naked, right? So what is he telling? You know, comb your hair. For me, I'm wearing a jacket. So because it's real, you're about to become a ceremony of Malchus, murder. You'll see what I'm going to do with this in a moment. Right? And then, that's 9:40, he tells you what's going to happen, they're going to come, the guards come, and he's carrying the key, and then at 9:53, 7 minutes before 10, right, that's when not ceremony, because we can't even call it a ceremony, but that's when it starts, and whatever, and everything has to be silent and serious, and blah, blah, and then at 10 o'clock, the keys will have locked. The keys are going to come out. They're going to ask him, did you do your thing? Then everyone's going to say, long live the queen. And then you all have to say, amen. That was all shyly. You know, all the calluses are there like, what do we do, Tati? Right? I was like, just do what you do in the shtiebel. Just say, amen. You're not young to do that anyway. So, you know, shy. My kids, when they came out, long live the queen. You know, some of my kids goes, Baruch Shemai. So now the ceremony starts. My wife is sitting there going, oh, please don't do anything. Don't do anything. Now the ceremony starts. And it was Moiridik, right? We're all standing like this. And 953, I can't explain, you're a part of Malchus, you're part of real royalty. They walk, and you know, there's like 10 of them coming down from a long alley. I'm reliving it now. I haven't got a chance to relive this yet. That's why I love this, right? And they come there, and in the middle is that big beef eater with the red frock and dust. Right? And he had the keys. He had the you know, that little glass case that's holding the keys. And you're a part of this Malchus. Incredible. Something that's been taking place for the last 750 years. Never did it fail, he told me. It is the longest running ceremony of Malchus in the world. 750 years, every single day at 10 o'clock, through World War I, through World War II, never has failed. Right? Never failed. And he takes, so finally the guy comes, he has the keys, and a guard comes out. Now, we didn't expect this part. A guard comes out, what's it called? A bayonet, I think, right? With the knife and the gun and the dust, right? Mustard. He comes out, what's it called?
Mustard.
A mustard, right? Mustard. So he comes out with a mustard and he takes this. What?
No, a
bayonet, a guillotine, a chmetis, no, He took out the silver stecken, he went like this, Moyerdik, Pasha Moyerdik. The guy comes out. This guard, it's not like Murdik, because it's like one guy against 10, but he guards the jewels. So he takes the gun and goes, "Halt!" Right? At that point, little Sheva, Sheva's three, Daddy! Right? You know, the other one, she's crying, Daddy! Right? My big one, right? Me, these things don't affect me. I'm just, you know, I share a Yetzer. Quiet, silent, murder. Then he brings the keys. He takes the keys. You see him like, you can't really see this. It's like L'Havdol, Ben Kodesh L'Chayil. It's like the Gemara in Talmud that the Gemara in Bava Metzia brings down, and Daf Lamed Dalet there, and talks about that the key goes through a pish page, and it goes through this, and they lock it, and this, and then they come out, and they say, they ask him, whatever, did he do it? So everyone says, long live, somebody screams, long live the queen? Everyone says, May, right? My son, hey, May, Robin. Then they take out King Grace of Bugle, some Gahatepis, some Chevrodartan, right? But they're equivalent to Lipa Schmelzer from the Gahatepis. And they play some Ganze Niggin, right? And the end of the whole thing, the end. And then you go home, that's that. I could do a lot with this. I don't have time, right? I also have to get to Halacha today, but I could do a lot with this. You know, by me, 9:40, I'm not doing this because I don't have time, but by me, 9:40, getting in, that's Elul. That's Elul. That's you're getting now. He gives you the protocols of royalty. You act different over here. This is real. This is different. This is different. I don't have time for this, but this is what I would have done if I would have had time. The protocols of royalty. Over here, you act different. What do you mean? Outside, I act like this. Outside, I could take my phone. I could joke around. I could this. I could laugh. I don't have to wear my hat like this. I can wear my jacket like that. Yeah, but over here, you're in the presence of royalty. You have to act a certain way. He gives us a schmooze in the beginning of our Elul, and he tells us what exactly, how you act. In the Zayar, it talks about the tachsisei malchus. It's called in English the trappings of royalty. The certain way you dress, a certain clothing, and a certain speech, and a certain type of jewels, and a certain type of this. So even though the rest of the year, you're not necessarily going to act the way you act in Elul. And you might not be able to learn a whole Seder and daven from the beginning to the end and come on and be a mensch and this and that and all these things, right? But when there's Malchus, so then you act a certain way. That itself. And then, I don't have time for this, but 7 minutes before, when the ceremony there, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's the actual, and then they lock it, that could be Ne'ilah and locking the door and the final gate, and the Chamish Kinsayim. But that's what's going on here. That's what's going on. And, but I have a few hours with her chaos. Because he said one statement afterward, then they, it's a little bit more chilled out. And he wants to, just one moment, I'm sorry. And then afterward, he asks you, do you have any questions at that? I told him, I have one objection. You said that this is the longest running ceremony. We weren't allowed to use the word ceremony, right? But this is the longest running royal process in the history of the world. It has never stopped in 750 years. Rain, shine, and World War I and World War II. And I disagree. Right? By us, the Jews, right? We have a a royal process. No, no, I can't give them all, but, you know, the whole history of our people. That we have a royal process that takes every day, every single day, for the last, I don't know, 3,000 years, right? Rain, shine, Auschwitz, by us, these things don't make a difference. Right? We have a royal process, taka, 2 times a day, really, 3 times a day, right? That we say Shema, and we accept on ourselves, Malchus Shamayim, and that is real. Right? And we daven 3 times a day, and that's Oymei Bifnei HaMelech, and we believe this, or you're not one of us. Right? So, you know, the muster there didn't work very well. No, but this is real. It tells me. I go, yeah, but by us, that's also real. So he says, yeah, but we're guarding the palace. I go, Kasha, is the queen here? Do you see the queen?
Princess?
Huh? Where's the rabbits in? Nishtu? Because he's making the fliegelach with the kishkin, the grieve in Voss. Where's the rabbits in? Nishtu?
Right?
No, but she's here. No, but she's here. She's there. I go, what? Because the jewels are here. I go, here, I have tefillin. It's not going, you know? He's like, yeah, but we have this. I go, yeah, but I have a tefillin mirror, you know? It's not going. He's dropped the matches, right? That was the end. You know, he's parted or whatever. And I'm sure he went back and told that wife, Mom, a real live one today. I walked out and told my wife, wow, that guy's a real live one. You know, shine, right? You know, I was thinking, we have a lot of things like this. We have a lot of things like this. You know, they told me today, you told me, don't talk about the Kaisel. You talk about the Kaisel every year. That's because I love the Kaisel, right? That's why I talk about it every year. But I'm not going to talk about the Kaisel, right? But I just want to tell you one thing. The Kaisel's real. The Kaisel's real. The Kaisel's real. So you go to the Kaisel, there's no phones there. It's real. Is that, you understand? It's real. That's where the Shekhin is. It's real. It's Malchus. Over here, you act differently. There's a Musig, a concept. There are places that we act differently. And that's not a stira. And I'm not trying to make you a tzaddik overnight, but you have to have places in life that you are royal. You know, I was by the Kaisel on the day I came back. You know I love this, Rabbi Yisai. I mean, you know I love this right here. You know, I love this. I need a wall. No, come here, give me a wall a second. Come here. Give me a wall. Right? I'm going to ask to be a lot of things. I need a Kaisel. Right? I'll be careful for the falling bricks.
I think I got in the picture.
No, the guy's actually diving in the picture. Now I'm sending it all the time. Right? Me praying to Hashem. You know. This is real. It's real. There's no pictures here. There's no pictures here. There's no joking here. There's no hanging out here. It's real. It's real. I love it. I love it. Alright? So fine. To that we're not gonna talk about that. Alright?
What about the crazy guys?
Which ones?
All of them.
You want to talk about what, our neighbors over here? Like, what are we talking about?
The guys in the, all the crazy things.
Where, by the Kaisel?
Yeah, the yellers.
When I go to the Kaisel, I don't see anything except for the Shekhinah. There's nothing there by me. Nothing. Right? So he's the crazy guy, the guy that walks around saying, I see God. Right? I don't see anything when I go there. There's nothing.
We do.
Huh?
We're not on our resolve.
No, I'm not. I'm a dude. There's no levels here, right? No, when I go to the Kaisel, every time I see somebody, you all know, some of you guys see me at the Kaisel, right? I pretend I'm in the middle of my roof, right? And then you look at me and it's like, you know, it's like Shacharis outside and I'm having a sit, I'm like this, I'm like, Rebbe, it's Kabbalah Shabbos, it's Tuesday. Aren't you allowed to talk during Kabbalah Shabbos? I'm like, you're just a Muslim. Like, Kiddush Levana, you know, it's like raining, right? I don't talk at the Kaisel. I don't talk at the Kaisel. Don't talk at the Kaisel. Have a place in this world which is real, which is just between you and God. Right? Have a place. Have a place in this world. Right? Have one place in this world that when you go there, that's it. You know, we don't live in the world anymore. Of Rav Chaim Shulevitz used to say, yeah, the Kaisel is Kaidish, but the Shtender is Kaidish Kedoshim. Right? Halavai, 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 that when you guys want to get a break and you want an out and you need to relax or whatever, go to the Kaisel. Go to the Kaisel. I'm not saying like, you know, I know it's going to happen now, you know, Rabbi Center and All the chaver, they're going to come to me now. You told the bacher to go at 11:30 in the morning to the kaisel? Are you crazy? You're telling me? What are you talking? I don't even know what they're talking about. On Friday, we spoke about Hilchus Gittin and Hilchus, Baba Sali and whatever. They don't listen to me. Leave me alone. I'm telling you, when you need a break, yes, go to the kaisel, but there should be a place that you go that's real and that it's just you and the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. I'll tell you one shayla on halacha, and then I'll let you go. Okay? It's real. It has to be real. It has to be one place, right? It's such a shud. It's such a shud. Right? I see some of you guys at the kaisel sometimes, okay? Right? I see you. Because you guys are like the closest yeshiva, our yeshivas that are in this neighborhood. So a lot of you guys I see there sometimes.
Maybe we should come tonight.
Sorry?
Maybe we should come tonight to the kaisel.
I should come tonight. I should walk an hour and a half from Ramat Shlomo.
It's worth it.
I want to tell you, it's worth it. I want to tell you, it's worth it.
The main
I want to tell you something. The Mooncatcher made a shavua that he's never going to go to the kaisel. Yeah? You know why? Because if I go to the kaisel, I will never leave and my chassidim leave me. I agree with you. It's worth it. Right? And the Mooncatcher's son, he said, I'm not as big a tzaddik as my father, I'll be able to leave, right? But they tell over the memoirs of what it was like watching him go to the Halak of Kaisel, and he went on his hands and knees and he took off his shoes and he cried all the way to the Kaisel, right? And he was crawling to the Kaisel, right? So don't do that, you'll get arrested and you probably should, right? I'm sorry.
Get on the Chinese
I'm sorry, you.
Get on the Chinese.
I know after, right? So it's my fault. But Rabbi Isai, there has to be a place that you go that's Moiridik. That's Moiridik. Right? It has to go. Okay. I'm not going to talk about this. We only have 1 minute. Right? I'll just tell you in China. What? 25? 25. Okay, 25. So wait. So what should I tell you?
We have 1 minute.
The clock's fast.
Okay, so I'll tell you. No, so I won't take that child. I'll save that child for next week because that's too long, right? And I'll tell you the... What should I give you?
Next week.
Next week, 1 minute. This parsha is filled with 70 mitzvahs, right? So I got to talk about, something. All right. Ben Tzera Mara?
Yeah.
I'll tell you Mara the Gevara. You want to hear Mara the Gevara and Ben Tzera Mara?
The
Kutzker. You know this is Yerushalmi. Wait, I'll talk about that. I'll talk about that.
I love
this is Yerushalmi. Everybody say, somebody came to me. You know, the real brisket chevra already, they're looking for lubavin or esroigim. So somebody came to me with the two esroigim, right? Already. He tells me, which esrog, he wants to know which esrog should he take. So I asked him, what's the suffix? So he told me, look, first of all, what does the Rav think? I told him, there's no shayla, this one is better. There's no shayla. So he told me that, we're dealing with high-level esroigim here. So he says to me, I know that one's more mohoder and more this and whatever, it's more that, right? He says, But I love this one. It's like beautiful. I love her. You know, I love this Esrig, right? He loves this Esrig, right? You know, like if you had to choose between this and his wife, he loves it. So I told him, you know what? It's a suffake in the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, your Shiloh, right? The Yerushalmi has a suffake in Kedushin, about, you guys are in Kedushin. The suffake in Yerushalmi in Kedushin about if you have a Yafas Toyer and she's a hideous girl, right? Dreadful. Does she have a din yafas toyer? Let's say she's ugly. So Yerushalmi clears, right? Do we say because he likes her, right? So does that have a din of yafas toyer, right? And she can be ugly, right? Or do we say no? She's taka ugly. You know, I don't know who we're gonna do. We're gonna bring in a Moshe Rabbeinu. She's taka ugly. This ugly contest. So I told him Yerushalmi has a suffix. So do we go buster the person? Right? Or do we go buster the Metzias, right? The same Shiloh Bia, an Esrik has to be Fastoyer. So do we go after what the person likes at the Esrik? If it's safe, I told him you take anyways the one which is more Mohoder, because everything is based on, like I once heard from a Pam, right? When it comes to a Shidduch, it's the same thing, right? When it comes to Hiddur and it comes to these things, etc., right? But Nikias, when it's rain, when it's pure, it doesn't have any of the Psul and Bechlal, that's worth more, because that's a life of bliss. But okay. But I want to tell you one. I don't have time. Which I got to tell you one halacha. We can't have not anything halacha. Right? So let's see. We'll go through the mitzvahs. What do we have? Yeshua Khan. That's true, but No, Lachem. What do we have in the parsha? Paying to work on time. So that you know when you get into a cab, and you take a ride with the cab driver. So after you pay him, when you pay him, have kavanah, you're doing a mitzvah, the Chafetz Chaim says, because Esav also pays his worker, or he kills him, but Esav also pays his worker, and he doesn't get a mitzvah. And the only way you get the mitzvah is if you had kavanah. So if you have the kavanah when you're paying the cab driver, you know, this is the difference
only
between...
Only if
it's Jewish. I mean, you should pay the Arab or he's going to kill you, right? But there's not a mitzvah. There might be a mitzvah, but it's not mitzvah deraisa. But when you pay him, be mekabin, then I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of paying my work on time. As a matter of fact, the Paiskim say, you should pay him afterward. You know, sometimes a guy wants to be a nice guy, and he wants to give the money before, you know, I'll give you the money now, right? You shouldn't, because the chiyuv comes at the point of when he finishes the job. So at the point of when he finishes the job, that's when you get the mitzvah. So if you have the kavanah, you know, you take this guy, you shuffle him like a lulav, I'm getting a mitzvah by giving you the money, right? You know, I'll shake him like that.
Yeah.
So then you get the mitzvah. But let me tell you one more lachah, though. That was a simple one. What? Like silbash. So there's a big machlekes. The other day, my wife told me, here, bring this, bring her pocketbook inside the house, right? Bring the pocketbook inside the house, right? And I was carrying, like, a bunch of bags, right? And she said to me, bring the pocketbook also. Okay? You guys know what a pocketbook is? It's like a... you know, like
it's
a
like a man
purse,
right?
It's like a... right? So I'm carrying all these bags. And I take the purse and I just, like, flip it around my neck, right? I'm not afraid of my masculinity. So I can do things like this, right? But then afterward, I realized that there's a major problem. A major problem. Because... There's a shita of the Bach. The Bach holds that the only time you're over on the Yilbash, like Silbash, is only if you're doing it for the purpose of being ladylike. So over here would be Mutter. I'm clearly not doing it for the purpose of being of ladylike, right? But the Chaye Adam, and most Paiskim hold not like that. They say that the Yilbash is like every other Avera. The Torah says the reason is to be ladylike, but now you're not allowed to do the action. So they say that you're not allowed to do it even if it's going to be not for the purpose of being ladylike. The reason why I'm putting on the bag, obviously I was putting on the bag, is just to get it into the house, right? So I, what's the kasha? Everybody knows that the Gemara's example of the Yilbash is looking in a mirror. And the Gemara says you shouldn't look in a mirror, it's ladylike. And comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says, but nowadays you could, because since men do it also, and they're not doing it for the purpose of being ladylike, right? I don't know about you guys, but whatever. They're not doing it for the purpose of being ladylike.
Who's that go according to?
Sorry?
Men doing others. Who's that go according to?
That's a big shy. We'll have to talk about this one day, Taka. Who do you look at the goyim? Do you look at this, right? I mean, I was in the airport. There was a guy wearing a snood. He was wearing a snood. I told my wife. I said, no. No, I know a snood, right? I went over to my wife. I went to my wife and said, it's like a really nice one. You met. Now she asked me where he got it. Right?
Just grab it.
Right? Sorry, like a snood. Right? So I don't know if we could look at him to try. Herm. The world that thing is, Darton. Right? Balkapanin, let me just finish Rabbi Isai. So the mirror, Rabbi Isai, the mirror case is the example of the Gemara. Of that you are not allowed to do because of the Yilbash. And Rabbi Kivager says, but today you're allowed to do it because people don't do it for the purpose of looking ladylike. So you see, not like the Chay Adam. You see, if you're not doing it to be ladylike, it is mutter. So how does the Chay Adam answer this? Chay Adam answers, it depends. If it's something that you're wearing, so then wearing doesn't matter why you're doing it. But if it's something that's not wearing, it's just one of the things that the Gemara said, this is something that ladies do, then it depends on your kavanah. So I was thinking, I'll let you leave with this child. What's a pocketbook? We say you wear a pocketbook, right? In other words, l'fi d'chay adam, even the chay adam is going to be maskim if you take out your wife's pink umbrella because, no, it's okay, whatever, right? But if you take it out, you're
wearing
it, whatever, right? You know, don't start me, man. Right? But if you're taking it out because you don't want to get wet, so then even the chay adam is going to agree because that's for sure not called wearing and you're doing it just not to get wet, right? The question is that how do you look at a pocketbook? How do you look at a pocketbook? Is a pocketbook, the child, we say it's wearing a pocketbook, right? But is that not really wearing? It's just how we say it. And then it's going to be like an umbrella, which even the Chai Adam is going to be makel on. Or, no, that it's Aser, the Maisa. When I asked the child to Rebelski was Machmir. And when I asked the child to Rebel Yashiv was makel. Have a good Shabbos. Okay.